Hey, kids.
You're listening to the internet's wettest podcast about video games, consoles,
and pancakes.
The SML Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is the SML Podcast. I am your host, Joe. Joining as usual, Aki is here. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Who's not here?
The dipshit who's useless and is never here on time. That one. I think his name is Jake. I'm pretty sure it's short for bitch, but, you know.
Yeah, what are you going to do? We got a lot of news this week. I'm sure Jacob will eventually show up because he does have shit to do, like, on the show. So what I'm saying is he better show up eventually.
Right. I have news. Can I do my news first just so he doesn't take it like a dickhead?
My God, you have news?
Yes, I actually have news. It's a miracle. I know. I'm amazing.
I don't know how to handle this.
Just give me some time.
Take it away.
First and foremost, Ubisoft.
Oh, fuck, he's here.
I don't care. He can wait to be introduced at this point. Ubisoft has pulled online from a lot of their older games, pretty much their entire PC catalog before, like, Origins, I think. Everything before then, I think, is all gone. I think they've also pulled it from the Xbox 360 as well. And I think it's gone now.
Are we already into news?
Yes,
because you're useless.
Dude, first off, I said 8 you. O'clock. I said 8 o'clock. We got to go.
8 o'clock.
We have a hard out at 10.
All right, listen, I don't care about then hard on it.
Another thing, the Gears of War finally got a full release date, which is awesome for people who like that and have a PlayStation. I would have liked that.
Gears of War?
Or God of War.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, I got a November 9th release date.
Yep. So everyone look forward to that. Let's see if it gets pushed back. I think it'll get pushed back, personally.
I don't know. I think they're going to release that one on time. Sony's got a lot riding Christmas. On that one.
It's also for Christmas time, so yeah.
And in Europe, the EU decided to tell companies, you know, we're really tired of all the stuff that's automatically installed on shit. Make it to where it's easy to fucking get rid of this garbage. Which is awesome. Hopefully, once this happens, it'll pass on to the US. Because no one likes all the pre-installed garbage that's on everything. It always takes up room.
I hate the pre-installed shit. As soon as I got this new computer, like, I made sure they were like, do you want this installed? No. Do you want this installed? No. Do you want this installed? No. I didn't want any of their shit. How about antivirus? You want to have a good antivirus like Norton or Mac? I eat shit. I got to take care of my own shit. I'm good.
I wouldn't be shocked if this specifically came up because of those two motherfuckers, because their shit is next to impossible to fucking get rid of. I fucking hate both of them.
I never have problems. Hold on. I got like 6 pop-ups here. Give me a second.
Yeah. And that's all my news. So I wanted to get that out before he got here and stole any of it. Oh, and in Sonic news, because fuck you, Jacob. I'm halfway through Sonic 2. The best piece of news you can get with Sonic news. It's
further than me.
I haven't watched it.
I'm waiting for the 4K to come out. I wanna get the Best Buy. The Best Buy 4K Steelbook. You asshole, you know what I do.
I know what you do, but it's already on.
I know
4K.
It's on the Vudu account. I could watch it and stream it in 4K. It right
now. In 4K.
Or I could wait until Best Buy gets a physical disc, drive up there, waste a lot of time, money, effort, drive back, put it in my system, and forget about it.
Yeah, or you could just have Ashley play
sounds about right.
with the DVDs and see if they land on your nipples correctly.
So anyway, Jacob, how are you doing?
I mean, I'm recovering. We came back from the in-laws, and usually we end up, like, sick. after a visit. And this time, my youngest, Silas, and I, we both got a stomach virus. So that's cool. You know, nothing like waking up to the sound of in the bathroom.
I feel bad for your kid. I don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for your kid. That sucks.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'll pass that along to my kid.
My question is, if you get sick every time you visit your in-laws, why do you continue to visit your in-laws?
Because I'm related to them and they're my wife's parents.
But you get sick every time. There's a known pattern here.
Not every time, but it's close enough. But
so yeah. He lied to us.
So there's still a pattern here, and you're just...
Yeah.
Okay.
In his defense, if you go on vacation, you're more likely to get sick, even if you don't go anywhere, because you've stopped doing everything that stresses you. As such, when you relax, you're more likely to get sick.
Mm.
That has been scientifically proven.
There was nothing relaxing about this trip, but
no. Oh, well then. I was trying to help you out, and you just shit all over that. Have fun.
Well, yeah, I do enjoy shitting all over you.
Anyway, you know what's not shit? Game Pass is not shit, and there's a lot of shit that just came to Game Pass. Yay.
Yay.
I heard something good that just came to it. Yakuza games came back.
Yeah, a lot of games. This week, we got Last Call BBS Day 1 PC release. We got Matchpoint Tennis Day 1 release. Road 96 hit Game Pass. DJ Max Respect 5 Day 1 launch on Game Pass. That's a $50 game right there. And then Yakuza 0, Kiwami, and Kiwami 2 all came back to Game Pass.
Go play them. They're good games.
I am legitimately excited to see a game like DJ Max hit Xbox. That's something I never would have expected to see hit the platform. I hope it does well. I hope people with Game Pass give it a download and try it and check it out. I know Awesome Prime is really enjoying it. If you're into rhythm games, give it a go.
Is this something like Parappa the Rapper?
No.
Because I've never heard of this game.
No, it's kind of like Rock Band with the notes coming down and you have to hit them at the proper time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's all rhythm. So if you don't have rhythm, you're fucked.
Yeah, not a game for me, clearly.
Yeah. Next week, we're getting 5 more games joining Game Pass. Overwhelm is hitting the PC. Jacob, you will be excited to know that my friend Peppa Pig is joining Game Pass.
Well, I already, I had to review it, so...
I know, but you could still be excited that the rest of the world gets to enjoy it.
That's true. It is a very easy 1,000.
Then I guess I'll play it.
all I recommend is that you don't leave your Xbox on all day with it in the background, because otherwise True Achievements will say that it took you 24 hours to 1K that thing. So... Yeah, thanks to my kids, I have a very embarrassing, achievement time on that.
Oh, you have an embarrassing achievement history to begin with.
It's not that embarrassing.
Let's not even get started. Do you have Avatar on there?
Yeah, of course I do.
Enough said.
The only time I finally played it is when it was became backwards compatible.
Okay, that's good then.
I actually played through a decent amount of the game. It's passable.
I didn't.
Yeah,
I played it for 10 minutes and then never again.
See, at least I actually like play these games.
Yeah, that's sad. No reason to. More games hitting Game Pass next week. Paw Patrol the Movie Adventure City Calls. I mean, it's cool to see it hit Game Pass because that's another $40 game.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, I mean...
You're bitching about how faithful it is to the movie still, aren't you?
As a Paw Patrol game connoisseur, I must say it's lacking compared to the other two that are on Xbox.
I legitimately can't think of anything more embarrassing to say than a Paw Patrol game connoisseur. Congrats.
Well, we had to review, review the movie one, and then I ended up playing the other two because they were Silas's first games. So, yeah.
Aki, you'll be happy to hear that Escape Academy is hitting Game Pass next week.
Awesome. It's an escape the room game.
I don't know. I I know we can't really talk about it yet.
Yep.
But I know you
had to stop myself.
But I know you really want to talk about it, and I'm not like I'm not sure so what all we could get bad. Away with saying. But
nothing. It's an embargo.
Yeah, it hits. It hits Game Pass next week, and keep your eyes peeled. We'll talk about it next week on the show. But
Yes. I have review, and I've almost finished it. So
what game is this?
Escape Academy. Do you not pay attention?
Oh. No, he does not.
Well,
he's already stated this.
All right. Yeah. Fair. First off, if Aki's talking, I definitely don't pay attention. And if Joe is talking, I really don't pay attention. So, yeah.
Hmm?
What
was that?
I don't know.
Hmm? Yeah.
Fat bitch says what?
Really?
Yeah. Really? Fuck you.
One more game joining Game Pass next week. I think I speak for the world when I say, holy shit, Power Wash Simulator, day one.
I cannot wait.
That's actually supposed to be a really good, relaxing game, so I can't wait
to try it out.
I'm really looking forward to it, and it was, honestly, if it weren't for the games that I had to review this week, I don't know if I really would have ever discovered, like, the zen of this type of stuff. I'm it feels really weird to say this, but I'm really looking forward to Power Wash Simulator.
Trust me, I know exactly what you mean. I never would have thought these games were for me, but ever since I started getting these sim games, I really like a lot of them.
Yeah, I am non-ironically looking forward to this game as well. I just want to spray and watch the dirt go away. It's like lawn mowing sim. You just want to get a perfect line and...
You can power wash the Mars rover. That's... Ooh. Just knowing that, I'm for it. I'm like, that's bitchin'. Okay. Wait,
how does that work? Do you go on Mars to power wash it?
I don't remember anymore. I just know I saw it forever ago when I saw someone doing it on Steam.
I'm going to be really disappointed if that's a mod and not actually in the game.
God, if that's a mod, I'm going to be so fucking sad.
I want there to be mods where you could like have blood instead of water just spraying it everywhere. Or like mud.
That would be kind of awesome.
Dirty everything up, and then you can clean it.
I'd rather one where you power washed it with blood, and it was like really metal and shit. That'd be cool.
Oh, I remember what you're talking about. It's shit. It was on Steam, and the thing is, it's like you're the cleanup crew after a first-person shooter, like
Viscera cleanup detail.
Yes, that one. I have it. I never got around to playing it.
I've played the shit out of that. I love that game.
There's also Serial Cleaner. Are those?
I've played that too. They are not.
They are not, no.
Serial Cleaner, they have the similar concept in that you're cleaning up a crime scene, but one's first person and the other is not even third person. It's top-down view. Basically, and you're trying to hide from the cops while doing it. Both of them are really good.
Nice. You want to know what's not nice? Games have to leave Game Pass.
Hold on.
God damn it.
Oh, shut up. Power Wash Simulator, the Mars thing is, in fact, in the game. It's a special mission. So
I knew it, Batman!
So yeah, games are leaving Game Pass. Five of them are heading out on the 15th. There's some big ones leaving. We are losing Atomicrops, Carrion, Children of Morta, Lethal League, and Chris Tales.
Oh, Carrion's really good. I don't know why they're removing that.
Because it's probably at the end of its deal, and they didn't renew it.
Yeah, that's true. They should renew that and Chris Tales at the very least, because those are both fucking amazing games.
Well, we got a lot of stuff joining, so we can't complain too much. That's the ups and downs of a subscription service like this. Things come and go.
You're married. You should know I can complain for as long as I damn well want.
Well,
what is
Ashley can
married?
Complain all she wants, but I don't have to put up with your shit.
That's true.
Yeah, you do, actually.
No, we could just put you on mute or kick you out.
I have games to review. You're stuck with me, motherfucker.
Joe, how many games is it? Like, can we do like a profit loss margin on this?
No.
Like, no.
To just buy new copies?
No.
No.
And she's helping you on one.
Yep. Damn it. And so, and Brooke on Tuesday with one.
Yeah, you're busy.
Am I helping Aki with
no,
one?
No, she's helping you, your lead.
Oh.
I mean, Xbox, I could take league.
God damn it. Listen, Listen.
I do like a woman who takes the lead.
Xbox will no longer be including backward compatible games in the Games for Gold offerings starting in October.
I don't like that because there's a lot of games that they have that
they just haven't added. How many games in that final batch, and not a single one was offered on Games with Gold, and I believe only about five of them have gone on sale.
Yeah, and now they own Bethesda. All those games could be put on it, too.
They're not going to put those on Games with Gold. They'd put them on freaking Game Pass.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're not going to give you that for shit for free.
They have been, though. Well, and I mean, I don't think they're going to be making any money off of Oblivion at this fucking point.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Really?
Oblivion still... I still see new copies at Walmart.
Yep.
Yeah, they're probably the same fucking new copies that haven't been sold.
No, they're in Xbox One style cases.
Fucking...
Yeah, it's been re-released as backward compatible in Xbox One. There's a lot of 360 games that have been re-released in Xbox One style packaging. That's just a 360 disc in an Xbox One case.
Yeah, if you hop over to, like, especially, like Dollar General and stuff like that, they have, like, a rack of them where they're, like, $20 or $30 games, and they're in that style case.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
See, I buy everything off of Amazon. Didn't know this.
Well, when's the last time you bought a backward-compatible Xbox 360 game on Amazon?
Exactly. Back before Xbox One was a thing.
Exactly. let's see, what other news do we have? Phantasy Star Online 2 New Genesis will finally be launching on the PS4 August 31st. I wonder how that's going to work considering the North American version is tied in with like Windows Live and Xbox Live. I don't know what they're going to do with that.
No idea. I don't know anything about Phantasy Star Online. The only one I know anything about is Universe.
Anyway, Nintendo Switch Online is getting some new additions. Sega Genesis got Comic Zone, Target Earth, Zero Wing, and Mega Man the Wily Wars.
Dang.
So some good additions there. And then N64 on July 15th is getting Pokemon Puzzle League.
Cool. And
complete with the highly compressed real player quality version of the anime cartoon that they put on an N64 cartridge amazingly back in the day. I don't know how they got that shit to work on a cartridge. Like FMV on a cart.
I have no idea.
Back in the N64 days. And like, that's what you needed CDs for.
I mean, if you compress it enough. And
was it a full episode?
I don't know how much was there, but they had like a solid like minute long intro.
Oh, an intro. Okay.
Yeah,
and I mean,
if it was a full episode, I'd
that much. Good lord!
I mean, it also
fall into the abyss of my gaping butthole.
Carnage just raided us,
and I have officially separated them all now, Joe.
Oh my god, that fucking raid notice is amazing! Holy shit, that caught me off guard.
I was not actually in here paying attention.
It's a sound clip of Jacob going, "Fall into the abyss of my gaping butthole."
Oh, God, I am so glad I didn't hear that.
Wait, what?
Yes. So whenever someone raids us, I have the sound clip ready to go.
Fall into the abyss of my gaping butthole.
You know, yes. I kind of regret not actually listening to that sound clip.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
505 Games has acquired D3 Go from D3 Publisher. D3 Go was their mobile unit largely responsible for the Puzzle Quest games, and 505 now has full ownership of the Puzzle Quest franchise.
Okay. I mean, I
don't everyone's invested in that news.
Yeah, like, didn't Puzzle Quest come out for like the 360, I think?
Yeah. Came out for like the DS, the PSP.
Yeah, like I think I have it, and I played it once.
Like, I like puzzle games, obviously.
But do you like quests?
I mean, I play enough RPGs that I better like quests.
I mean,
I don't know if I've ever played one of these.
Puzzle Quest was the original Gems of War.
Oh, fuck that. Never mind. It's now match, I know I really don't care.
It's,
okay.
It's match three puzzles with actual RPG progression and storyline. So you're like traveling around a map and getting in random battles and doing quests and all that stuff.
It could maybe be interesting. I don't know.
Give it a try. It is backward compatible.
Okay. Maybe I'll get it on
quest,
when it's
Puzzle
on cheap.
Quest 2 and Puzzle Quest Galactrix, I think, are all playable on 360 backward compatibility.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out then.
Something I know you're excited about, they officially announced a remake for Lollipop Chainsaw.
I'm psyched.
Yeah, I've honestly never played that game. I always meant to, but kind of like Catherine, I always meant to play it, but I never got around to ever getting a copy and playing it.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's going to hit everything. No platforms were announced. They just said it's going to be a 2023 release. Fingers crossed it hits everything. It's a crazy game.
And also fingers crossed it isn't something shitty like the 13 remake.
Oh yeah.
Which apparently they're going to re-remake that.
Yeah.
Well, they're not technically re-remaking. It's basically an update that they're putting to it that's supposed to make it 60 FPS. And I'm really hoping...
Art style.
Just, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I'm really hoping it fixes their art.
They're supposedly putting a new team on it that's going to completely overhaul it, that to the point they're calling it a re-remake.
Yeah, I don't know if it's coming to consoles. I know it's coming to PC, but that's the only place I can find it is for Steam.
It should be hitting...
I hope so.
I don't know.
I might go back and play it again.
Speaking of exclusives, the PlayStation exclusive Forspoken from Square is getting delayed from this fall to January 24th.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah. That one looks good. I hope it turns out well.
Yeah, and I'm hoping it's just a timed exclusive. I really want to play that too.
I believe if I recall correctly, they say it's a 2-year exclusive.
Oh, it's an exclusive then.
Yeah.
After 2 years, they're not going to fucking touch that game again to put it on Xbox. Come on. Might as well just say, it's a full-on exclusive. God damn it, Square.
What?
I said, God damn it, Square, and then I sighed really loudly.
And for once, that wasn't me.
My cat Jelly is very, very attention-whorey right now, and I don't know what to do about it. He's just, like, jumping up on the chair and meowing and biting my hand.
Yeah, we don't see that one. We do see the one in the background, though.
Here she is. What do you want? What? I'm waiting for her to meow. Do something. Make noise, damn you. Don't just bite me, you little bitch. What other news? Fall Guys hit 50 million players in only 2 weeks of free-to-play.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sure.
Have either of you played it yet?
God, no.
No.
Why not?
Because I've been playing Lumberjack Simulators. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, I've been playing them too, but I still make time for Fall Guys.
No, the only game I make time for is Hot Wheels Unleashed.
And I don't make time for other games. If I'm not reviewing it, I probably don't play it.
We got to get all of us playing Fall Guys one of these nights.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
The three of us,
Carnage. How about that?
God, no. I have to play a bad game and put up with Jacob's bullshit,
Why is it a bad game?
It's just not a game I'm interested in, therefore.
Okay, but that doesn't mean it's a bad game.
If I'm not interested in it, it's bad to me. Therefore, bad game.
You want to know what's actually bad?
Lots of things.
EA is shutting down the servers for Army of Two, the 40th day, and Army of Two, the Devil's Cartel, on October 20th.
Wasn't one of those already closed for, like, forever?
The original Army of Two is shut down. But 40th day and Devil's Cartel are still up and running. If anybody wants to co-op the 40th day, hit me up, because I fucking love that game. It's one of the best co-op shooters out there.
I'll work on that with you. October 23rd.
Yeah, 20th. I might get it and do that too then. Whichever one was free. I liked it a lot. And I only thought there was two of them. So
well, Devil's Cartel, that one, when the servers go down, I believe that there will not be any unobtainable achievements at that point. So you really just have to focus on 40th day.
Yeah, 40th day, I think, has like 12 online
11
ones.
Or 12, yeah.
I'm going to look it up.
If you're hardcore about achievements, it has DLC you can't buy anymore, so.
Oh, those cocks.
Or wait, I probably own it, though. Maybe.
I don't know. I own it, because I fucking love the game, and I played it like crazy, but.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, if you want to play, hit me up. I will play that. I just got to find an Xbox 360 headset.
Oh, is it not backwards compatible?
No.
No.
Only the first one is.
Yeah, neither of them are backward compatible. So when they shut down on the 20th, they are left to rot.
Part of me is curious if EA would consider like releasing like a
remake trilogy. Ooh, yeah. Maybe.
Oh, like, if they did that, I'd buy it so fast.
Because like that's why I wondered why this was suddenly in the news. I mean, granted, I realize also nobody's given a shit about Army of Two for like the last, I don't know, like.
10 years.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because I remember 40th day and I remember liking it, but everyone seemed kind of meh about it.
I know people loved 40th day. Devil's Cartel was the one people hated,
and that was the one that was given to people for free. I played that and I was like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I just didn't like where the story went.
And compared to 40th day, it just didn't hold up.
Yeah, and the thing is, they also tried comic books, and I know that they were planning a movie, and the comics are and the movie just never went anywhere. So, I don't know, maybe they're going to try to revitalize the brand.
Maybe. Anyway, last bit of news I have is, hold on to your butts, everybody, Nickelodeon Kart Racers 3 is coming!
Oh my god, yeah!
Yes, Nickelodeon Kart Racers 3 Slime Speedway. It popped up for pre-order on BestBuy.com, and then they quickly sent out a press release like, hey, this game exists. So, yeah, I guess Nickelodeon Kart Racers 3 is happening. It is going to be fully voiced with over 40 characters.
That's pretty cool. They're putting effort
into this one.
I reviewed the second one, and it was... It was okay. I mean, it wasn't anything great, but...
Compared to the first game, the second one was incredible. The first game was hot garb.
I have never played it, so...
Don't.
Well, I mean, they put it up for sale every once in a while, and it's still, like... Even though it's, like, I think it's 50% off usually, it's still never enough for me to bite.
Yeah, don't. Third one looks good, though. So, releases October 7th. All platforms, gonna hit everything. Jacob, what news you got?
The only other thing I have is that they announced another Cobra Kai game coming out. I believe it's September 23rd. It's gonna be releasing around the same time as the final season of Cobra Kai on Netflix, also in September. I reviewed the first game. I thought it was decent. Everyone else, not so much, but whatever.
Cool.
All right, reviews?
Yes.
Cool. We're chugging the fuck along with this. I love it. First game to talk about tonight is Rabbids Party of Legends, developed by Ubisoft Chengdu, published by Ubisoft, released June 30th on Xbox One, Switch, and PS4 for $39.99. Embark on a legendary journey with the Rabbids in this hilarious party game. Join them on an incredible quest filled with hilarious moments. Gather with friends and family, enjoy a multitude of ridiculously fun minigames in the most epic Rabbids party yet. Jacob, tell us about the game if you were able to make it past the online service error screen that I ran into constantly.
Oh, I never got that.
No? I tried playing it all day today, and I just kept getting online service errors with Ubisoft servers.
No, my kids were playing it today without issue.
Wow, I wonder if it's something on my end.
Maybe, it's probably your breath.
Fair.
Anyway, So I've actually never played a Rabbids game before. I was very loosely familiar with it. It's an offshoot of the Rayman series, in case you don't know. And it's kind of like a Mario Party-esque party game series that they've released a bunch on. And this is the first one that I've ever done. And if I remember correctly, it used to just be Chinese. It was like a China-only game for a while.
Yeah. And they decided to bring the whole package over to America and release it into stores and upon the world.
Yeah. And so with this, there's multiple modes in it. Most of my focus was on the adventure mode because a lot of stuff gets unlocked through there. And of course my kids are like, oh my God, it'll be unlocked. And, but all right, we'll put in the work for it. No. So, okay. So
every time you do that, by the way, your mic cuts out because it's peaking.
Yep.
I mean, it could be worse. It could, never mind. I'm not going to make that joke during a kids game review. Anyway. So anyways, my kids are always just like, you know, they want stuff unlocked, but they don't want to put in the work. So it's up to me. And with that, the adventure mode is based on, Journey to the West, the fabled, you know, it's a giant Chinese, folktale, folktale story. Us Westerners would be familiar with, Dragon Ball, being based on it. There was also that like Jet Li, Jackie Chan, the Forgotten Kingdom or Forbidden Kingdom, whatever it was called. It was years ago. Anyway, and so they tell the story to the kids, in a very lighthearted, joke filled way. And, as you go along, you have to do these various party games, such as like shooting like these laser cloud things at the Bull King. There's one where you're trying to fling yourself through catapults. You're also like trying to toss stuff to your partner while also like tossing rocks over. And the whole time the game is just a big chaotic mess in the best way, of course. I had tons of fun playing it with my kids, and my kids loved it. And there is a huge variety to the games. I believe that there's 50 in all.
Team up and face off against 50 mini games. Says you could even build custom playlists of your favorite ones.
We haven't gotten there yet. But there's enough variety in it, and I do appreciate the fact that the game does take the time before every single game to have like a little quick display as to like, this is how it's played, just on the off chance that you grab somebody new, because you can drop in and out on this game, and it's really obviously meant to be played with other people.
Yeah.
And so, you know, occasionally my wife would pop in and play with the kids for a bit. That catapult game seemed to be the biggest area of contention, mostly because neither of my kids have the ability to wait. But my wife kept suggesting that like, there was something flawed and it would just fling you even if it hadn't reached to zero. I never experienced that. I don't know.
Oh, the countdown one where you have to
hit the button
as it hits zero
or as close to zero.
Yeah,
as
you can.
Yeah.
I got 0.093.
I think I got something similar. Yeah. But it was like, I don't know. Everyone else in my house like complained about that game, but I thought it was fine.
I didn't have a problem with it.
Okay, cool. I could
see where younger kids could have an issue with, you know, timing and wanting to actually like sit there for 5 seconds while a countdown goes off. And I don't know, ADD can kill that game.
But like, honestly, I thought that there was a pretty nice variety to it. And like, especially with ones that were very much single player and ones that could be done with a partner. Because it definitely gave my kids a break, because, you know, my youngest, he's essentially a griefer half the time when he plays. And so it's just like, my oldest son is like, Silas, stop throwing rocks at me. You're supposed to be throwing them at the opponent. And he's just like, but then at the same time he gets upset when he loses. So I'm just like, why? I know, you know, understand the correlation, you have to like, but yeah. And so like, I think that's nice that there is like that, like the game does randomly give you breaks in there, when you select the stuff. And of course there's different characters you can unlock, and most of them seem to be based on Chinese folklore. So on the plus side, you're going to get like a tiny crash course on, you know, China's like big epic story. So
yeah, I didn't really follow the story that much. Like when I was playing through it, I just skipped through fucking everything. I wanted to play the games. I didn't care about the story. I didn't care about the cutscenes. They look nice, but they just didn't do anything for me as they were going. And I wanted to get to the action.
I mean, for I actually wrote a paper on Journey to the West, or maybe two. I don't know. It was back when I was in college. So, like, I'm familiar with the story, and I wanted to see how it was presented because, you know, eventually I'm going to show my kids Dragon Ball Z. Like, it's just going to happen. God.
Poor kids.
But shut up. Anyway, and so I was curious as to, like, you know, if this is going to be, like, their first intro to Journey to the West, like, you know, how's it going to be? So, you know, honestly, like, I thought it was a nice, lighthearted way of showing it to the kids. So,
well, sitting at 40 bucks, what do you think of it?
To be honest, like, with the amount of fun that my kids have been getting out of it, this is totally worth 40 bucks. Like, this is a great game. They've been having, as I said, they have had tons of fun. And even when, like, they're getting annoyed with each other, it, like, the game will then split, like, it does split up randomly into, like, single player ones. So you don't have to constantly be on teams together.
No.
And honestly, it's good fun for the whole family. I really enjoyed this one.
Here's the important question. It's good in a family setting. Is it good for a solo person?
I think it's fine. I mean, if you don't have a family and you don't like, and you don't have lots of people over for party games frequently, you may just want to wait for a sale on this one. But if you've got kids, this is a definite, like, immediate recommend for me.
Cool. All right, next up is Lumberjacks Dynasty, developed by UMEO Studios, published by Toplitz Productions, released June 30th on Xbox One and PS4 for $29.99. Lumberjacks Dynasty is a unique mix of forestry logging and life simulation mixed with role-playing elements. You start at a rundown logger camp, which you slowly take over from your aunt and uncle to bring back to its former glory. Besides the pure lumberjacking, you can solve it, or you can solve a large... That's what it says. Besides the pure lumberjacking,
I bet you like lumberjacking.
You can solve a large variety of quests and train many skills to become better and more professional along the way. Jacob, are you a professional everywhere. Lumberjacker?
Sometimes I get sap everywhere.
How's the game?
All right. So, of the two that we're reviewing today, Lumberjack's Dynasty. It feels more of like it has more of a mobile game feel to it. And that's mostly because shut up. Hold on.
Yeah. You're losing me already with this. I don't see the mobile.
It feels more like a mobile game in my opinion, like ones that you play like on an iPad for in terms of like life simulation and stuff like that.
I know what a fucking mobile game is.
Well, you know what? Shut up. Anyway,
shut up. It's not nice to say shut up.
Well, it's not nice to be you.
Well, if you'd shut up, I wouldn't have to tell you to shut up, so shut up.
Why are you so abusive to me on the show?
Because you deserve it?
Yes.
Yeah, I probably do.
Yes. Lumberjack's Dynasty, what are you doing in this one?
Anyway.
Save the comparison between the two for after it, not right up front.
Oh my god,
You said between the two. You're like, don't even mention that there's a second. Talk about a second one yet. There's just one.
Yeah, we did. We talked about it last episode.
We didn't talk about it this episode though. Just one Lumberjack game.
And how we talked about it last episode was a fucking interview.
Shut up. All right, like for once, you guys are like,
we're shitting on you.
Don't reference other episodes. And I'm like, well, hey, I actually like paid attention that one episode.
No, you didn't.
Like, yeah, I did. I was there for it.
Anyway, so the other game he's referencing,
oh my god,
is called Lumberjack Simulator.
Oh my god, I just okay.
Lumberjack's Dynasty. Tell us about this one.
So, this game has a plot where you get dropped off, at your aunt and uncle's like failing, lumber mill. And, the game is clearly written with a European audience, because there's actual like bus stops and places and like, you know, everything is actually very well kept mostly. And they're just like, oh, we just need your help. Like, you know, like we're getting old. We're getting up there. Like, could you help us out? Like, things aren't as, you know, nice as they used to. And so they start they give you some tools to get started. And yeah, you have your chainsaw and you can start you know, chainsawing trees, because of course the game teaches you how to do it. And it's a very nice, like, little, it's not like really like a mini game, but it's a very simple, like, way of doing it. It's not just, you just don't saw down the tree. You have to, like, keep your, like, little measuring thing in between the whole area. So it's like a little mini game, but not. My kids were very fascinated by it, though.
Can you explain that a little better? Because I have no idea what you mean.
Okay, so there's like a little bar. There's a little bar that moves across, and it's the blade of, like, you know, your chainsaw, or your, like, the chain of the chainsaw, I guess you should say. And you have to keep this, like, little rectangle, like, within, like, the bigger yellow or orange rectangle.
You know the yodel game on The Price is Right?
The what?
The yodeling game on The Price is Right. And when you stop it, you got to be in between the section. Basically, you got to stay in between the section on the yodeling mini game that doesn't have yodeling in Lumberjack.
Oh, okay. All right. Now I get it.
It could totally have yodeling, and it should.
No.
Anyway, but the real, honestly, for me, the real pleasure I got out of this game is when they handed me a nail gun. We're like, oh, hey, we have all this, like, stuff, like, all these buildings that need repair. And apparently the only way you can repair any of these is using a nail gun on it. And so, yeah, so I was super baked while playing this with my nail gun, and I'm, like, just running around the village, just fixing up everybody's houses. Like, and of course, like, the game's like, oh, you're getting hungry. And, like, thankfully there's apple trees everywhere that you could pick them. So, you know, I just load up on that. And then I try finding my way back to my house at night to sleep for 6 hours before I'm back at it again with my nail gun. And it's bullshit. And
one woman's wood chipper is another man's nail gun. Right.
I know. I know. And I'll get to that because with the other game, because I discovered the zen of the wood chipper, too.
yes.
But yeah, this nail gun, I'm not going to lie, it is so satisfying to just run around, like, and, you know, the game is just like, oh, thanks for fixing everything up. Like, you know, now, it, like, and you get social points for it. And eventually I'm like, oh, shoot, I should start doing some of these quests that the game sends, like, wants me to do. And it's a lot of, like, these are other ways that you get stuff. Like, you get your first truck because, like, your uncle's like, oh, I left it out in the middle of a forest. And by forest, he means a parking lot, which I was kind of puzzled by. Now, this game,
what are you gonna do?
If you screw up, the game really doesn't let you do a redo because, damn it, I really was, like, going to compare, like, the two games throughout my reviews. So I decided to test the physics on the truck, and, like, pretty much the vehicles can go just about anywhere, which is good and not good. But if you get stuck in mud, like, you are shit out of luck and you just have to reset your game. It really sucks because, like, I did that right off the bat because I was like, oh, I'll just test this out compared to, you know, Lumberjack Simulator. And immediately my truck just, like, it just gets stuck in the mud, and I, like, I can't progress any further in the game because I need this damn truck to do everything.
Get the tractor and try hauling it out.
I tried. It didn't let me.
No,
I considered that because, the one tractor actually has a thing to pick up logs with, and I was like, maybe I could pick up the edge of my truck, and it didn't let me do it, so Damn. Whatever. But anyway, so eventually, yeah, you do start cutting down trees because people are like, hey, I need you to clear out my backyard, blah, 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 blah. And this is where I started running into problems with this game because in one of these missions, it was like, oh, you have to clear out, like, 15 trees from this guy's backyard, and I was down to the last two, and then suddenly it's like, job complete. Even though I still had these two that were in the yard, they were still very visibly, like, still up. I hadn't touched them yet, and I cut down the trees, and it's like, oh, by the way, you just cut down trees that aren't yours, and you now have to pay a penalty. And, like, it took away money and, like, my social points, and I'm like, what the hell? I'm just doing the job that this guy told me to do. So there was issues with that. And then also, like, that with as much as I had the, you know, the zen of the nail gun, I did find problems here and there where it was just like, parts were very hard to reach to, even if you had the scaffolding going. And sometimes, like, because of how the images were clipping, like the graphics, for the game, the roof wouldn't look like it was done, but it would say it was done, and then you'd come back the next day and it's like, oh, roof's not done, haha. And so
did you use your repairman's vision?
Yes, I did, and oh my god, that was such a boon once I discovered that thing. I loved it, because then I'm just like looking around the building and it's just like, oh,
what's red? Let me fix what's red.
Yeah, and so like pretty much as soon as I entered the room, I would just click that, because then I also discovered sometimes that thing would show up like little repair icons that you wouldn't be able to see normally. So I don't know. But anyway, is it a great game? No. Is it a good game? Like, the whole quest thing leaves a lot to be desired. Like, all the people models look like hell. The dialogue is not particularly well written or delivered, but you know what, I had a shitload of fun with this game, even though it's, you know, it's not the best put together game. Like, honestly, just running around, like,
yeah, honestly, you wanted me to put some time into this one. I try to put as much time into all the games that we get as I can that's possible, and I spent hours walking around with a fucking nail gun.
I really wish that this game, like, they would just make a sequel that's just like
Nail Gun Simulator.
Like Nail Gun Dynasty. Like, and it's just like, hey, you have to walk around this, like, you know, this old timey town. It just fix up everything.
Yeah.
And like I would gladly buy and play that game forever.
No. This one, before you give a verdict, shock and awe, there is but a second Lumberjack game to discuss this week, called Lumberjack Simulator, developed and published by Exponential Games, released June 29th on Xbox One, Series X, and S for $29.99. Are you ready to put your forestry and logging skills to the test? In this simulator game, you navigate an open world, the vehicles and the trees in accordance with real-world physics. You can edit the terrain, cruise around in the off-road automobiles, and start putting some calluses on your palms by swinging around a chainsaw, an axe, and other tools. Jake and Aki, you both played this one. Aki, tell us about your time with the wood chipper, because I know that's what you want to do.
It's fantastic. I managed to break it, though.
You broke your wood chipper?
I broke the game with the wood chipper.
Wait, how did... All right. Okay, yeah, you got to tell us.
I'm good at what I do. Okay, in this, you play as a lumberjack. It's very similar to the previous game that was literally just mentioned about, except for there's not really a story to this. You just go out and you make money and you be bitching. You buy big machines if you want. I didn't really care a great deal about that. I did find the best vehicle to buy, but that's irrelevant right now. And you just fulfill orders and you drive them out to wherever they're supposed to go and you get money. Problem solved. The end. And I found my favorite item very quickly was the wood chipper. I love the wood chipper. The wood chipper is all you could ever want, really, when it comes to this game. And then I found the second best thing you can buy, which is the most expensive thing you can buy, because it does everything to the tree for you. So you don't even have to use your chainsaw anymore. Yay!
You're talking, like, about that crane thing that just, like, it just strips all the
branches. It cuts the tree, it strips the branches, it cuts it down to whatever size you want. It is perfection once you figure out how to fucking use it. It is such a bitch to use, though. Because the mechanics in this game are sometimes a little questionable to get things to work right, but it's pretty fun.
It's kind of like, I hate to say janky, but
oh, it's very janky
for a small team that's mostly a single person. With some minor work from additional sources, it's a pretty impressive work of lumberjacking. I guess that's the term we're going with, lumberjacking.
Yeah. Lumberjacking right on off, apparently. And yeah, just something made a really loud beep, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah, that was on my end, and I don't know what it was, and that worries me. But it only did it once, so whatever.
Yeah, if you hear it again, then worry.
Yeah, I feel like it was my Xbox, but I don't know why my Xbox would make a really loud beep.
Did it turn off?
No, because I'm looking at the pause menu of the game I'm obviously playing. But I managed to break the game slightly, because with each type of contract you fulfill, some of them are, we need pieces of wood, this many pieces of this type of wood, and they're all the same type of wood, so I don't know why it specifies. We need ones that are this thick and at least this long. If you get ones that are thicker than that and longer than that, it works. But then you have to end up cutting more trees if you don't get them to the exact size.
If they're thicker and longer, does it hurt more?
Only if it falls on you. Okay. And you know, after you get rid of that, you get a new contract that you can fulfill that's just another version of that, except for maybe you need more logs or you need larger ones or what have you. There's also ones for if you buy the wood chipper, the best thing in the entire fucking game. And basically you just take chunks that your character can pick up, which is why that big machine is important, and you throw it into the wood chipper. And it shreds it and throws it into the back of your truck, or apparently into your trailer. I didn't realize it would throw it into your trailer. The dev told me about that, so yay. And then you just drive it wherever the fuck you're supposed to take the bitch. And, you know, every one of those, you have to get 50 kilograms more than the last one. It still gives you like, it starts off with like 50, and then you get a choice. You can either go for another 50 or you can go for the 100 one. And eventually you can get down to where you're like hauling 500, but that's the maximum your vehicle can hold. And the game won't take it out of your vehicle if you put it to the max.
Huh.
So my,
proud of you.
Yeah, well, every other time, you know, because I didn't realize it would dump into the trailer. I thought it would just jump into the truck because the wood chipper is a type of trailer. So I was like, oh, okay, that's obviously how this works. You just dump it into the back of the truck. And I didn't know 500 was the max. But I was like, oh, well, I hit 500 and it's not going any higher. Let's go drop this off. I bring it there. They say they pick up 499 out of it. Doesn't actually remove any of it from the back of my truck and says there's zero left to deliver, but it doesn't get rid of the quest. So I'm like, oh, so I've just ruined this vehicle.
Carnage loves how you say vehicle, by the way.
What did you do?
Oh, I didn't do anything. I broke it. It's broke. I can't. So
you just can't fix it? Like, there's nothing you can do about it?
I need to try to put it in the trailer. I don't know what the max of the trailer is, but I'm hoping if I put some amount in the trailer, it'll take it out of both. I don't know.
I mean, is it possible for you to buy like another wood chipper? Because I remember you talking about how
The wood chipper's fine. I can sell the vehicle and buy a new vehicle.
Okay.
But if I fill it up to max to go fulfill that contract, it's still going to be broke. Because it's very specifically that I maxed out the back of the truck that apparently just borks it.
Well, Jacob, what was your experience with Lumberjack Simulator compared to Dynasty?
So this one is definitely more of a sandbox game than Dynasty, even though Dynasty lets you treat it like a sandbox. You're really supposed to be doing all those quests and getting to know everyone in town. This one is really just, here's a big freaking forest. Yeah, like, have fun with it and, you know, fulfill contracts. And so I spent a lot of time just like trying to learn the mechanics of the game, which honestly, like, I know the dev said that, like, you know, he didn't really think tutorials would have helped that much.
He's very fucking wrong about that.
I highly disagree on this one. It definitely, because especially since we don't have like a manual anymore, like we used to. Like, this thing needs some sort of tutorial to go along with it. But I spent a lot of time just, like, testing out, like, the physics of everything. Like, seeing,
if I could make things fall out of the bed of the truck, and it took a lot to get anything to fall out of the back. It wasn't until I had actually put like a log in the back of it.
I've had stuff disappear out of my truck though.
That's weird. Yeah. Like I put
what was it that disappeared? Because if just it was
chunks of log, I loaded them in the back of my truck. I drove away and they were gone.
Yeah, that if for some reason sometimes it despawns stuff, but you also could have hit a bump. It will fly out of your truck.
I know. I didn't do anything to warrant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. They disappear poof. And I don't know why. Because like,
yeah. I was also having an issue with like my trailer hitching, like for a while it kept unhitching like every 20, 30 feet for a while there.
Is it a lot of bouncing?
No, I didn't think it was.
Every time like mine disconnected, it was because I bounced. And if you bounce a little too much, it disconnects, and then it's real hard to get that pitch back on there.
Yeah, but I mean, again, like, you know, this game is not perfect, but I enjoyed what I was doing with it, and sending wood through the wood chipper was plenty of fun.
Yeah.
And honestly, it was a pretty relaxing, like, once you figure out how things work and you're good at it, like, honestly, this game is pretty relaxing too. So,
well, you got two Lumberjack games in 1 week. They are $30 each. What are your thoughts on the two of them? What do you do in this situation? Do you pick up one? Do you pick up the other? Do you pick up both? Do you pick up neither?
Do you pick your nose?
I mean, my nose is itchy right now, so. And that's better. So what do you do? Tell us, Jacob. 9 o'clock, chop chop. We got to get this shit moving.
Honestly, I preferred Lumberjack's Dynasty over Lumberjack Simulator just because the friggin' nail gun, and also I enjoyed the plot as, you know, contrived as it was. However, if you're looking for more realism, it really looks like Lumberjack Simulator is the way to go with that one. It's just on a whim, I would personally pick up Lumberjack Dynasty myself. For $30 though each, you might want to wait for a sale.
Might want to wait for two sales.
Well, yeah. Shut up. Yes.
All right. Well, Jacob, that is it for you.
What about Aki? Aren't you going to ask her what her recommendation?
Well, she didn't play Dynasty.
Yeah, but she played Simulator.
Okay, Aki, what are your thoughts on Simulator?
I think you should get Simulator. Just be aware that it is still a bit janky. But it will improve because the dev is keeping up with it and stuff. So I'm all for it.
Cool. Yeah, if you go through the Steam reviews of that, you, like one of the comments is a lot of actual lumberjacks going in there and saying like the dev is very receptive, like lots of changes have been made. And I like how the reviews actually like suggest changes for it, and it looks like he really does, you know, update it.
This one is based on professional.
Yeah,
like he literally works with people who do this for a living.
Let's be honest, if one of these two games is going to get updated and fixed, it's probably going to be Simulator. I think Lumberjack's Dynasty Toplitz has released it, and they're going to be like, all right, move on to the next project. I don't think they're going to really put much more into it.
Well, that's a shame.
It's an enjoyable little experience, but I think sales on the both of them would be good. I think $15 each would be worth throwing them in your library and checking them out. But
yeah, so
all right, there you go, Jacob. Get the fuck out of here.
Woo! I'm gonna go, you know, nail gun some more stuff.
No, you better do the tweets.
Oh yeah,
right. Yeah. Sure. Next game to talk about is Arcadageddon, developed and published by Illphonic, released July 5th on Xbox Series X and S, PS5, and PC for $29.99. Gilly, the owner of a local arcade, is trying to save his business from a faceless megacorporation, Fun Fun Co. And what better way to stick it to the man than with a brand spanking new super game? Unfortunately, the corporation gets wind of Gilly's plan and launches a cyber attack, injecting a virus into the game. Now it's up to you. Will you rise up to save both the game and the last remaining local arcade? Aki, tell us about your time with Arcadegeddon.
Perfect Nugan.
Okay, so in this, you play as an alien critter who gets a call from their uncle saying, hey, yeah, come here, because the big mega corp assholes have decided they're going to put a virus through my stuff so they can take down one of the last remaining bastions of not them, and take over the entire world and all of its arcades. So you're like, okay, sure, fuck it. And you head over there, and he puts you into the game world. He's built a video game that basically puts you in the game world, where you get to shoot the shit out of people in third-person shootings. Or is it first person? God, I don't even remember. I've played too much of the game I'm currently playing now. You get melee weapons. I've only seen two of them, the starting baseball bat that you have, which kind of sucks, and a giant fuck-off sword that...
Yeah, that sword you got was pretty badass.
Oh, it's so awesome. I always equip it if I can find it. And then you have a slew of different type of weapons. They're all made by different companies, and there's a few of each. There's a bunch of unique weapons that I can't even go through because I haven't even seen all of them. Yes, they are actually called unique. And then you get, you know, basic ones like here's a sniper rifle, here's a pistol, here's a shotgun that's from different groups. Each one has their own stats. And that's not just the stats for that gun, but there's also increases to the stats because there's different levels for each gun. So, you know, you find uncommon ones. They all have the shittiest stats. Then you can find common and or uncommon and then epic and legendary. And I don't know what all the other ones were, but there was like five of them. No one cares. Pick one with biggest numbers. That's all you need. But there's also a lot of different weapons. Like there's one that is kind of like a rocket launcher, but instead of launching rockets, it sends out this gigantic saw blade that's purple. I
saw that one.
Yeah, and it cuts into people, goes through them. Once it hits the ground or a wall or something, it explodes. There's another one that's basically the pump gun from, I guess that old game, Dig Dug? Yeah, Dig Dug. There's a gun that's basically Dig Dug's weapon, where the character pumps up the thing until it explodes. Yeah, there's a gun that does that in this game. It's fantastic. And every time you go in, you have a stage, which I think is four levels. There's eight stages in total, I believe, until you get kicked out. I've never made it past stage five, because every stage you go into increases the difficulty by one to match the stage. And it's too hard. There's also bosses, I think, every two stages that you can fight. And one of them is easy, one of them is doable, and the other two I haven't managed to be able to kill yet. So they're not easy. But after you go through a run, i.e. when you go through it and then die, or quit of your own volition, you get some experience, and then you also get tickets. With tickets, you can buy different items for your character. Nothing that impacts gameplay. It's all cosmetic stuff. Like, you can buy different hats. You can buy different hairstyles. You can buy different colors for every individual thing, which drives me out of my fucking mind. Because it's not like, oh, yeah, I can now make this hat. I bought this hat, so let's unlock this specific color. Lavender, we'll call it. My character's almost completely lavender because I love that color. Let's make this hat lavender. Well, when I look at any of my other hats, guess what? If I want those to be lavender, I have to buy each individual one. I don't like that. That drives me nuts. And some of this stuff is not cheap. Because you can do a run, and if you don't fight a boss, you might get, you know, 1,000, if you're lucky, 1,000, maybe 2,000 tickets. I bought just a color for one of my items, my mask. I wanted a really pretty color. It cost 10,000 tickets, just the color, not even the mask included, just the color for that mask. Yeah, and I bought an afro as well, because fuck it, why not? and it cost 10,000 tickets, and it it doesn't have any color options, sadly, which is another thing that irritates me. You can't see any of the color options for an item until after you've bought the item. I was hoping I could get a gigantic lavender afro, but it only comes in a black afro, which was sad. I was like, you really no other colors?
No purple.
I've seen other I've seen other color afros in real life. I know a redhead who had an afro. It was weird because he was a white guy and very ginger, and he had a huge red afro, and I was like, what the fuck? Anyways,
ginger fro is real.
Yeah, it's weird. That's the only person I've ever seen who had one. But you know, so you have all this, and then all the different types of clothing, and so on and so forth. And then throughout this, you can to continue to the story. Basically, your uncle has told you get with all the little gangs that exist and are in this building, and get them to help us fight this evil corporation. Because fuck you, corporations. You're all evil bastards, which is true. And you talk to these people, and they're all worthless, but they tell you to go do a bunch of things to prove that you're good enough. Because apparently, even though they all love this place, they're not willing to fight to protect it, because they're all a bunch of losers. it's like so many of them are like, oh yeah, I love this place. They don't like you at start, but every time you mention that that Gilly, the guy who runs this place, is your uncle, they're like, oh, you're related? Oh, he's great. I love that guy. I love this place. Go do stuff to prove that we should help you guys. You just said you fucking love this place. You should be asking me to let you fucking help me, you dick. But when they want the stuff, they give you lots of things you can do. There's one thing you have to do, which is different based on each character you ask. That's the main item. But there's also optional items that you can complete. And I think you kind of have to complete them all. I think if you complete the main item, the optional items are still there for you to complete. And you have to do that before they'll give you a second one. But like they range anywhere from kill a boss to complete three runs, or there's one character who I don't know how anyone's ever going to get this done, but they say, oh yeah, I want you to get through all eight stages in under 45 minutes.
Oh God.
I can get through like three or four stages in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It took us
quite a bit when we were playing together. I know we didn't get to play that much because, my big issue with the game is my motion sickness. I can't play this game long at all. I've tried. I got to pop a Zofran or something and then fire it up and see if that helps. But I get that nauseous being said, really quick playing it.
You also had motion blur on. I do not. I turned that off because I know.
I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference, though. It's just like the way the camera moves and the zooming of it, it's just, I don't know, something doesn't click right with my brain. But I can see the fun and the potential in this. I don't like the monetization behind it and how quickly they're like, oh, there's premium items you can buy.
Yeah, the moment you can go through a tutorial which tells you how to do basic stuff inside the game area. And once you're out of that and you go into the story mode, one of the very first things they teach you about is, oh yeah, we have premium currency that you can buy that unlocks stuff that disappears after a while, which I don't like that in general, because that's FOMO, and you know, kids are gonna end up costing their parents thousands of dollars without knowing it. And you know, so I don't like any part of that. But then they turn around, they just throw it in your face immediately. And I'm like, no, if this is something you want in it, have it be somewhere in the back end so people who want this have to go fucking looking for it.
Especially because it's a paid game. Like, if it was free to play and they were like, microtransactions, I'd be like, all right, I understand. Where's your $5 starter pack? I'll fucking pick it up and check out what you got. But if I'm dropping $30 on a game, I don't want to be told in the tutorial that I have microtransactions available to me. It's like, just let me play the game first before you tell me I can spend more money on it.
Yeah, thankfully it's not loot boxes. They are just specifically items you just outright buy. I do not know what the conversion rate is for money to Archons is what they're called in this. I don't know what the conversion is because you can't buy any right now. You can buy the suits, though, if you had the Archons. Right now, there's like 5 different outfits that you can get that you can only get in there. And a couple of them I really, really want, which really irritates me. But yeah, otherwise, the game is really fast paced when you're in the game. It's very fluid. You're not like, oh, let's go get headshots. It's no, let's just shoot everything as fast as we can as we run through this. I tend to kill everything until they just stop spawning, which is not how you're supposed to play it. But I like getting the maximum amount of kills and all that stuff in hopes that maybe that gives me more tickets. I don't know if it actually does, to be honest. But each weapon you pick up that isn't your starter weapon, the more headshot damage you get, the more XP you get. So I think most of them, it's 2 or 3 XP per headshot, even if you don't kill the enemy with it. And I think it's like 1 for the body. And as you do that, eventually you can, once you get it to level 2, you're able to equip that weapon in place of one of your starting gear, which is kind of cool. So you don't have to start with the starting gear. And eventually, if you keep leveling it up, you can start with a uncommon version or the next one or the next one, et cetera, until I guess you max it out a legendary version of it, which, I mean, the concept is cool, but it takes forever. I've put probably 10 hours into just runs using one of the sniper rifles over and over and over and over and over every single run because it's very common to find. And I unlocked it to level 2 recently. So I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to get this to the max rank. Just this one's going to take me another 20 hours or so, probably. Yeah. That's just one weapon out of like
tons.
30. Yeah, there's a ton.
Speaking of 30, the game is $30. What are your thoughts?
For all the things I don't like about it, I have regularly enjoyed just running around in it, and I think some of the characters are really cute, and I really like the customization stuff that you can get, and lots of the outfits are really cute and stuff, and that goes a long way with me. Probably not for most of you, but for me that goes a long way. Though I say it's worth trying, but I would suggest buying it on sale. Because 30 is an awful lot to ask for.
Or if you got a PlayStation, it is part of PlayStation Plus this month. So you could just get it free and play away on PS5.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, go. Try, at least try it that way. And if you like it.
I believe there's cross play too. So.
There is.
Is there?
There is cross play, yes.
Nice. Do you know what platforms?
I think it's everything.
Nice. I know some games are like Xbox and PC only, and PlayStation's in its own little world. So I never know anymore with games.
I'm pretty sure this is everything. And there is, and if you are like, but I don't really want to just do story stuff, there's a PvP as well. And there are a bunch of weird little games that I suck at, so I don't like them.
Right. Well, we got to move on. Next game to talk about is Eternal Hope, developed by Double Hit Games, published by DX Gameworks, released July 8th on Xbox One, Series X and S, PS4, and PS5 for $9.99. Eternal Hope is a puzzle platformer game that follows the story of TB, a boy who must embark on a journey of love and hope to find his beloved soul. Aki, tell us about Eternal Hope.
Okay, in Eternal Hope, you play as this weird...
It's different than Eternal Rage, ha! Got it?
Yeah, very. You play as this weird little black blob that's kind of in a humanoid shape with a weird little mask on. And you find a girl version that has a little flower in their hair, and you two fall in love. And then she dies.
Yay.
Yeah. So you meet with death. Because and death's like, you know, this storm that caused her death, it's made me really weakened. So if you go and collect a lot of souls for me, as well as the fragments of her soul, I'll bring her back to life for you. And I'll be over there, you know, I'll be chilling just getting my power back. So you're like, fuck it. Yeah. She's literally the only one of my species I've ever fucking met. So yeah.
And so begins a limbo-like adventure puzzle platformer?
Yes, very much so.
Good guess, huh?
Yeah, very, very reminiscent of the visual style, kind of, just with a little bit more color. And yeah, you go through this fantastical, weird world. You see tablets that tell you a bit of a backstory of some people who were trying to kill something, but you don't know who those people were or what that something was. Come across lots of ways you can die. So many ways you can die. But one of the best things you get is when you take over, you know, Death's job, you can switch in between the living world and the world of darkness, or I think is what they called it. As Doc Havoc said, you also get a cool scarf. Yes, that is your girlfriend's scarf. that is hers. You took it when she died. You get this mask and you flip between those two worlds in order to help solve puzzles, because there's weird creatures that are in that other world, the shadow world, the dark world, whatever they call it. And you can use them to help you climb onto stuff, or some of them pick things up, etc., etc. So you use them a lot for puzzle solving, and you can only be in that other world for a certain amount of time before your time's up and it kicks you back to the normal world. There's some twists. It's not a particularly long game. You can beat it in probably 6 hours. So, yeah, I reviewed it on Steam. It was great then, and guess what? It is still fucking great.
Well, it's $10. What do you say?
I'm all for it. That is totally worth the price. It is good.
Cool. That one was easy. Yay, I like when they're easy and quick and just in and out. Love it. Next game, Of Bird and Cage, developed by Capricia Productions and Slipgate Ironworks, published by All In Games, released June 30th on Xbox One and PS4 for $9.99, plays Gita Barbeau, a 25-year-old drug addict who tries to escape the physical and mental prison of her captor, Bray Lupus. Make quick choices that will have dire consequences, and watch how your actions reveal new paths while struggling to keep your sanity. Aki, this sounds like a happy one. What's going on in Of Bird and Cage?
I didn't actually know the... All I knew about... I heard of this game literal years ago. And all I knew about it was it is based on music, and that's it. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I just knew it wasn't a rhythm game. So I was like, oh yeah, okay, I'm for this. I did not realize it was so... what's the right word? Because depressing doesn't quite cover it. Not even remotely. This game. You play as Geeta, and she's adorable. She has a cute voice. She has a cute face. I'm totally smitten with this character. And she happens to be a little bit of a drug addict, because the guy who's supposed to be her boyfriend got her hooked on a designer drug. Yay! And then, you know, uses her for sex and sells her drugs. So he's a great guy. Here, let's go through the depression that this game is real quick. The very first level, the prologue. You have to save your mom from your alcoholic abusive dad as like a 5-year-old. Yay! That is happy. Levels. Yeah, that's the fucking prologue. And then you're immediately told, oh yeah, my mom's gone. And now I'm a drug addict. Immediately after that, you're told this. I'm like, okay. Yeah. So level one, you're trying to become a musician. You're trying to get money, get the fuck out of this place because it's a little shithole, rinky-dink piece of shit place. So you're like, okay, well, this place has open mic, so I want to go sing. And then you find out when you get in there, open mics doesn't exist anymore. So, yay. And, you're there to meet one of the drug dealers because you're out of drugs and he wants to fuck you. He ain't your boyfriend, but he wants to fuck you anyways. And then you get a choice. Do you reject him, or do you like, okay, let's get this down? And that changes how that character reacts to you for the rest of that level. And if you're not gone by the time he stops using the bathroom, he goes to beat the shit out of you, no matter what you chose, because your life is great! And then immediately, someone tries to kidnap you. This is just the first level and the prologue right there.
Good God.
Her life is just sunshine, rainbows, and cupcakes. And you might notice why I haven't beaten this game, because that there is a certain point where there's just too much, and I'm just like, no. I will give this game, the music is beautiful in this. Every level, partway into the first level, you actually start the musical bit. And basically, you have to do whatever you want to do by the time that song's done, because then something bad happens. And I say something bad happens because literally that's all that ever happens is something bad. For instance, like in the first level, it's when the guy gets out of the bathroom. If you're still in there, it's after that song's ended. He comes out. He tries to beat the shit out of you. The end. So, yeah, and all of them are kind of like that. Something bad happens and you have to get out of there somehow. And yeah, it's not a particularly pleasant game in that sense. The music's great.
There's visuals. A lot of incredible featured artists in the game, including members of like Within Temptation, Epica, Asking Alexandria, Tina Guo is in it, Bumblefoot is in it. So a lot of really talented people lent some music to the game and their performances, but it seems like this is just really, really, really too dark.
Yeah, like, the game is competently made, the art is amazing, the story is amazing, the music is amazing, everything's amazing, but it's
painful to play.
Yeah, it's like, I got into chapter 2, there's only 4 chapters of this game, and each chapter is considered an album. And every little level within it is a song or 2 or 3, I guess. I didn't even finish chapter 2 because I was like, this isn't just kicking. This is like knocking a handicapped person out of their chair, kicking the crap out of them, then telling them that you ran over their dog, burnt their house down, shot their wife, and oh, they have leukemia now. Like, no, it's just a little. There's too much because nothing in this game ever goes good for this girl.
Jeez.
At all. Even when you're like, oh, hey, I did this great. This is going to end well. It doesn't end well.
Well, it's like, $10. What do you say?
On one hand, I want to recommend it because, again, it is really well done. Even the story is well written. But on the other hand, I really don't want to because I don't know who wants to play a game that just sees the world kick the shit out of a woman literally the entire game.
No, you admitted that you didn't beat it, so
I've seen the endings to it. The world kicks the shit out of this girl, and that's all it does the entire fucking game.
So happy endings all around.
Yeah.
Spoilers, yeah. I guess.
Shit. Yeah. So
official verdict?
I'm gonna have to say pass, because while it's competently done, I can't imagine who would want to play this?
All right.
It's too depressing. Ugh.
All right. Well, speaking of things that are low that are about to get up, ladies and gentlemen, It's time for SML After Dark. George, take it away.
SML After Dark.
That is right. SML After Dark time. And we are going to talk about Bad Memories, developed and published by BM Rec. Released May 2021 on Steam Early Access for $8.99. Imagine having to face old fears and buried memories. Would you face them to get a better and really naughty life? Let's find out. Aki, what's going on in Bad Memories?
All right. And this one,
No.
Well, yeah. You're going to hear me say fucking quite a bit in this. This is another one of them fucking games of fucking. Yeah. In this, you play as, and this is the part I really like, a guy or a girl, and the girl is really hot, really, really, really hot, totally my type, and, you've come home, well, you've come to your hometown, your father and you left, I don't remember why, but you've come back now that his ass is dead, because, you know, whatever, he's a dickhead. And you've gotten this really good job as a freelance programmer, and you come to this place to find a place to live. And when you go to get to the hotel that you've rented a room in, it's burning down. You're like, what the fuck? So, you try to find some place else to be, and they're all you know, completely filled for some convention or some shit. Really boring one, not one of the fun ones. And you're like, okay. And then you find the lady your stepdad used to fuck. I wouldn't really call her your stepmom, and she's not your mom. She's just someone your dad used to fuck. They never got married, and she did not like your dad very quickly, but he was an abusive piece of shit, which is obvious very quickly into the game, so I'm not spoiling anything. You just see worse and worse throughout the game. And she did not treat you well, because you were the son or daughter of the asshole. So she treated you like shit. And now she's trying to be all friendly and bubbly and nice to you, trying to make up things, but you're like, what the fuck is this bitch talking to me for? Fuck this bitch. Understandable. And, but you end up deciding, regardless of what you choose, that you're going to live in that house with her and, your half sister, who is smoking hot. All the girls in this are 18 plus, just throwing that out there, because she doesn't particularly always look it. But turns out she's mute for some reason. And, you know, it's basically your life trying to interact with her and her friend, who's a little skank. I absolutely love her. She's a little skank. And her therapist, basically. And it's just interacting with all these people. It's not completed yet, and it's not a particularly long game. It was originally supposed to be a long game, but when they had to switch engines to fix stuff in the game, they're like, yeah, I can't make it as long as I want. It's very clearly obvious. So it's going to end up being a much shorter game. It's most of the way done being made, but not completely yet. It's at 0.7, 0.6, I think, is where the last update is. It gets updated every few months as more content is thrown out. I think this last one was just taking out some bugs and stuff. But with this, if you're actually expected to play through both the male and female version of the game, because there are cutscenes that you unlock that you can just rewatch in a galaxy, both cinematic ones, because this does have cinematic ones. Oh, yes. And then standard, you know, picture ones. And there's some special ones that you can look at as well, which are just like, oh, I made this as a, you know, a Christmas picture. And it doesn't really fit with the story. It's just a cute new picture. And yeah, it's really, it doesn't have as much of a story as, like, let's say the other two that I've mentioned. Instead, this is more of just a mostly feel good one where you're like, yeah, I'm just having a happy time here, basically.
Well, it's $9. What do you say?
Fuck yeah. This is one of my favorite ones of all time. And wow. It's on it's on Itch.io as well. I don't know if it's the same price on there. I played through some of this game back at like 3-point-something or 4-point-something on there, and then they changed it from free to paid for, and I hadn't played it since, so I really like this game. It's really good, and all the women in it are really hot, and if you play the girl character, she is so fucking hot, and yeah, I love this game. I can't wait for it to be finished.
Cool. All right, well, that is it for this episode. Made it through only an hour and a half. Not that bad, I guess. Put up with you guys for another week at fucking now, I guess.
You're gonna have to deal with me on Tuesday too.
Yeah, you're gonna be back on Tuesday, and in about a month we're gonna have a big party. We are counting down. We are creeping on up to 800.
God, we've been around too long. You're old.
Fuck,
what am I saying? I've been here for more than half the episodes now. Fuck, I am old too. No!
Jacob's been around since like single digits. He's old too. Fuck. Let's play some old music. Here's some really, really old stuff from the 1-Ups.
Hell yeah.